I know that we had halftime break, and you had the opportunity to stand around and gossip, malign, and judge. So we'll pause for a few moments of silent prayer. Rebound if necessary, shall we pray? Father, we thank you for yet another opportunity to pursue your immutable truth. It's our prayer that as we concentrate on the study now before us, the Holy Spirit will enlighten us. We'll lift our prayer in Christ's name. Amen. We're on page 132, document 14, point 22. It reads this way. It says the land. Well, we certainly talked about the land in the first hour. The land has to do with a piece of real estate in the environs of Jerusalem. The land is in the feminine gender. The owner is constantly focusing his emphasis on the land until, quote, it gets the early and latter rains, which is indicated by the conjunction of time, that's heos, it means until, and this sets up the analogy again to the rapture or entrance in phase three by death. And therefore, it goes on until he has received. Until he has received is the aorist active subjunctive of the verb lambano. The aorist tense is a culminative aorist. It has now received the prophet. The active voice, the subject, produces the action of the verb. He has not yet made his prophet, but the business, the basis by which this prophet will occur. We also have a subjunctive mood. It indicates potentiality of the factors that go into success in business, in agriculture, and that is until he has received the early rains. These are the kinds of things weather-wise that people pay attention to when they're in farming business in Israel. The subjunctive mood indicates this potentiality of the factors that go into the success of a business in agriculture. That is, until he has received these early rains. Now, we have the Greek word for early rains. There's an interesting situation here with regard to the vowels. You have an omega and you have an iota together. You have to be careful with these coming together like this because some may make the conclusion that it is, therefore, a diphthong. So let's take a look at the word. We have poiesmos. Proemos is the word. And you have an omega and an iota together. They have to be separated. So please note the footnote. The diacritical markings on the omega and the iota are used to indicate that the two letters do not form a diphthong as per an iota subscript, which is indicated in the parenthesis. This occurs when an iota follows a long vowel, in which the case the iota is written under the vowel and mistranslated oi. The iota subscript does not affect the pronunciation, so in this case it is a long omega translated thusly. The diacritical mark over the iota is a diuresis, indicating another syllable, and the word is pronounced thusly, proemos. And that comes from the Essentials of New Testament Greek. So that's an oddity, and so I wanted to point that out to you. It's not a diphthong. So we have that word. And the Greek word for early rains is proemos, which occurs in October or December. This is based upon Israel's belief that rain portrays God's grace. We don't earn it or deserve it or work for it. The early rain is analogous to that part of the believer's life when he is progressing, when he has left reversionism or has bypassed reversionism and studying the word daily, all the way to super grace. Keep plugging away. There idiosyncrasies that occur in any person's life. Situations emerge. It's the devil's world. Illnesses can intrude. Circumstances regarding your ability to deal with at the moment. And so you have to fall back on doctrine in order to endure and get through it. Being flexible is what Bible doctrine does for you. In this context, in James 5, we're noting that what James is communicating is that doctrine is capitalism. If you've got money, then you have the power to use it in many varied and sundry ways. You can buy things, you can save it, you can do other things with it. But if you don't have money, you can't buy anything. Now, you may can trade something, but when it comes to capital, usually capital has to do with money that you've got in your pocket or you've got it in the bank or something of that nature. The most important capital you own is Bible doctrine resident in your soul that God backs for you. It's always available. You can always use the Word of God. Therefore, if you have doctrine in your soul, you own capital. And it's a capital that is always going to work. If you don't know any doctrine, you're going on human viewpoint and establishment viewpoint at best. And many people that don't have doctrine don't know how to use establishment viewpoint. That's evident in the streets of America. So what we have going on here and will be for the next couple of verses is the concept of, can you utilize what's in your soul in order to make good decisions from a position of power? And the most, let's say, the power available to you is a capital that always works. The capital is the immutable Word of God. And therefore, with all this doctrine in your soul, you are a capitalist, and you can spend it. You can spend it wherever it's necessary to do. So it's very important to see that. So in other words, the early rain is analogous to Bible doctrine, retained in a word called gnosis. Gnosis is transferred by pistis, positive volition, to the human spirit as epenesis. Now, I've tried to put these Greek words and Hebrew words on the board for you and in your notes. The second syllable is where the accent is, not the third. So people sort of question it's not epinosis. And it's fine to me if you want to say epinosis. I don't care one way or the other. But it's important to note that you got a G there followed by an N. Okay? And when you have a G that precedes an N, a nu, the G is pronounced as an N. It's in your Greek dictionaries. So epinesis is the way it's pronounced. I just wanted to point that out because that's the way you say the word. So how does a G become an N when the G is before an N? And that's all I got to say about that. Cycled into the right lobe, into the frame of reference, cycled into the cardia, the heart. There it becomes vocabulary, categories, norms and standards which arrive on the launching pad and application by one's volitional trigger. This is how the edification complex is systematically erected. You come to Bible class to gather more capital or an electronic contrivance. We have electronic contrivances available to whoever is outside our general area geographically, and we supply them as best we can with literature and with audio in various ways, various media. So this advances the believer to the threshold of super grace theologically. This is characterized as the early rain. Bible doctrine now becomes a permanent part of the soul. And there are many blessings and even prosperity in daily spiritual life. You have not yet arrived, but you are on the way. This is characterized by the early rain. You all have experienced this. Those of you who've been in doctrine for a reasonable amount of time, you used to know English. You were able to communicate in English. You were able to learn things in school. You were able to advance in a course of that took you over several semesters to complete in school. And when it was all over with, you were supposed to have been educated. And then with that education, you could take that information, that inventory of ideas, and make application of its foundational concepts into your own personal life. And if you know something, and therefore able to use it in the milieu of everyday life, then you are a capitalist. You're spending doctrine. If you don't have any doctrine, you're broke. Now, there is establishment viewpoint, and of course that's very important, but that's a horse for another herd. We're talking about the Word of God now. And the Word of God says, know this. This is absolute truth. It never varies. It's wrong to do this. It's right to do that. And it never varies. It's in Scripture. It's immutable. Trust it. Now, in order to get that information off the biblical page, you have to have someone with a gift of communication. That's called an evangelist. That would be Gary sitting on the back row. If you're a heathen, go see him. He'll tell you what you need to know in order to quit being a heathen. Then after you're now saved, you have in your soul the teaching ministry of the Holy Spirit available to you. Then you can accrue capital from 11 different categories of systematic theology, and you do that systematically over time. From the day that you entered church as a believer until the day you die, you're accruing capital in your soul. Capital that can be applied in the hostile environment of the devil's world. If you have no capital, then in essence, you cannot think. So we have Christians in this country right now in this area called St. Charles, Missouri. You can ride down the streets. There's one right next door, as a matter of fact. And what are people doing inside those doors? I don't know, but I can tell you based on the sign out front, not much is going on inside or outside. And it's their business. Don't misunderstand me. I'm all for them. I'm all for people who gather together in order to do whatever they do. But when it comes to knowing what to do, means you have to know how to do. You have to accumulate the capital to spend it. And you have to therefore sit in your little chairs there and listen to boring Bible classes like I dispense. But if you concentrate on what's been communicated, it's not me, it's the Word of God. And I remember when I sat down and listened to my first 7-inch reel audio tape from a guy down in Houston. And I was cradle rolled at the first church. And I'd never heard anything like that. I'd been going to the cradle roll church my entire life up to that point. Why am I telling you this? Because this individual captured my attention because he was communicating the Word of God from the original languages, distilling it down into English, and communicating it rapid fire. As long as you're willing to stay awake and listen. Stay awake and listen. Where'd I leave off, Henry? This advances the believer to the threshold of super grace. Theologically, this is characterized as the early rain. Bible doctrine now becomes a permanent part of the soul. You own truth. And you aggrandize it over time. Keep coming to Bible class. Every now and then you get back to that concept, that doctrine, that idea, and it's taught again, and that encourages you to reflect back on that piece of truth that you have in your soul that you can then spend in application. There are many blessings and even prosperity in daily spiritual growth. You have not arrived, but you are on the way. And that's characterized by the early rain. Now, while the believer is moving towards super grace, his capacity is developing, and he has many wonderful blessings along the way. But that has not yet arrived. And arrival comes after the latter rain. You have early rain is the singular direct object of Optimus, which falls over Palestine in October. This refers to the rains which come in March and April and are analogous to the super grace life. This is the rain that guarantees the harvest and prophetic of a super grace prosperity from super grace production. Is it going to rain early? Will the latter rains follow? The weather varies throughout the year, especially when you're in Israel. They have a river comes down from the mountains because of melting snow. What if there's no snow? What do the Jews do then? There are pools that catch the melting snow's water. And that's very important to these people. But that is the environment in which Jesus functioned. That's the environment where the Jews functioned. That's the environment that the Palestinians want to take from the Jews. And when they get it, what are they going to do for water? Give that some thought. God controls the weather. Let them take that piece of real estate and see what the weather's going to be like. The Jews have learned how to manage it. We'll see that in just a minute. Well, this same concept is found in Hebrews 6, verses 7 through 10. The latter rain refers to the capacity for life, capacity for freedom, capacity for love, capacity for happiness, capacity for prosperity, and capacity for grace in the super grace life. That's the latter rain. What follows is the expanded translation of James 5, 7. Here's how it reads. Therefore, have patience. Can you have patience? That's constative, aorist, active, imperative of verb number 42, macra thumeo. Have patience, members of the royal family of God, until the coming of the Lord. Parousia, that's the rapture of the church. Now, verse 7 has the rapture in it. So does verse 8. Observe the capitalist farmer who waits, customary present middle indicative of the verb ekdekamai. Constantly being patient, present active participle of the verb makrathumeo. See, we see that at the top of the verse. Therefore, have patience, constative, aorist, active, imperative, number 42, of makrathumeo. Have patience. Then at the bottom, constantly being patient, present, active, participle of the verb makrathumeo, until he has received the early and the latter rains. So we see that there's a system here. You grow in grace. And with that information, you have capital. And you're able to spend it if you know it. I want to show you some things. This is the expanded translation that we just saw in your notes. I want to go over it so you can see it visually here. Therefore, have patience. Constative, aorist, active, imperative, verb number 42, macra thumeo. Who is being addressed? Members of the royal family of God. Comma. Until the coming of the Lord, parousia, That's the coming of the Lord is the rapture of the church. Observe the capitalist farmer who waits. Customary present middle indicative of the verb ekdekamai. Then a comma. Then constantly being patient until he has received the early and the latter rains. Now let's talk about annual rainfall in Israel. Glad to get to this today, because we studied the rains in Israel before, maybe a month or so ago. But now we have another context where we need to observe that again. I'm quoting this from the International Standard Bible Encyclopedia. The rainfall is largely on the western slopes of the mountains facing the sea. That's the Mediterranean. While on the eastern slopes, there's very little. The moisture-laden air comes up from the sea with the west and southwest wind. When these currents strike the hills, they are thrown higher up into the cooler strata, and the moisture condenses to form clouds and rain, which increases on the higher levels. The summer months are practically rainless, with very few clouds appearing in the sky. From May 1 to the middle of October, one can be sure of no rain at all. May 1st to October. The rainy season from October to May be divided into three parts, the former, the winter, and the latter rains, and they are often referred to under these names in the Old Testament. The former rains are the showers of October, the first part of November. The main bulk of the rain falls in the months of December, January, and February. The latter rains of April are the most highly appreciated because they ripen the fruit and stay the drought of summer. They are considered a special blessing. Yahweh will come as latter rain that watereth the earth. Hosea 6:3. Jehovah will come as the latter rain that watereth the earth. They opened their mouth wide as for the latter rain. Hosea 6:3. And we also have the concept of Job 29:23. And as a reason for worshiping Jehovah who sent them. Quote, let us now fear Jehovah our God that giveth rain, both the former and the latter in its season, Jeremiah 5:24. The rainstorms always come from the sea with a west or southwest wind. Now I'm asking a question. If that was the weather forecast every year, what would you think? Early and latter. But they are cyclic to come in mostly every year, but not necessarily so. Therefore, people must be aware of the fact of how weather constantly meanders through what is called Israel. And there are going to be some droughts. And therefore, water is extremely important. We've noted that there's very little rain over the course of an entire year. But there are mountains, and there is snow, and the snow falls on the mountains, and when it melts, it flows down and collects in pools in what we might call small lakes. That's where the water comes from the nation Israel. And these are smart people and know how to deal with it. And the way they deal with it, if they know what they're doing, is capital. And the capital is the Word of God. And there are some years where the rain just doesn't come. And you better know how to deal with that when the day arrives. There's an early and a latter rain with doctrine. And we've just noted that. And the latter rain gets you to the point to where you can get through another year. So when you have these crops out in the field, there's one thing you need to know. There are two chances for what shall we call significant rain. The early rain the former in some context, the former rain and the latter rain. And that keeps the nation going year by year. But every year you do not know whether the latter rain is going to be there. Therefore, you need capital. The capital is in the Word of God. When you've got that for you, then you can move forward. Let's do a summary, see what we can do in a few minutes. The command is given to the super grace believer to redeem the time. You do that by utilizing grace provisions through Bible doctrine. Remember that Bible doctrine is capital. You can't spend what you do not have. So as we stand in pulpits across America, an exegetical analysis of Scripture is being communicated to the congregations. They are growing in grace with capital. And when people systematically come in and then go out and come back in and then go back out and consistently do that, they're accumulating within their souls capital to be spent. And the capital is the Word of God. And if you don't have that kind of capital, you can be involved in establishment viewpoint. That's fine. But that varies with the environment in which you function. For example, establishment viewpoint right now is under assault. We don't even know how this is going to play out over the long haul. But what you have as a guarantee is the capital of the Word of God. And that can always be spent because it's in your soul and it is absolute. And you can get through anything with the Word of God. So this is based on the constitutive aorist active imperative of the verb makrothumeo. The command is to continue as long as you live, either until physical death or the rapture removes you into the presence of the Lord. Don't depend on the latter. Although it is always imminent. The rapture has been imminent since James spoke about it first in AD 40. Now it's 2023. Almost 2,000 years have passed and we're all still here. So what's the capital you need to have over the course of 2,000 years? It's doctrine is the capital that keeps you going. When the rapture occurs, you know, there's just a small number of people who go up in the second level of the rapture. The first level of the rapture, we're told in Scripture, are those who've already died. Now, see how long they've been waiting. After the first level goes, very shortly thereafter, everybody that happens to be alive at that point, then they get to go if they're believers. And who's left? Who's left? Heathen with no capital. The early rain refers to the approach to super grace. The believer growing up, developing the edification complex of the soul through the daily function of the grace apparatus for perception. See, those are biblical concepts that simply define various concepts of capital. There are 11 categories of systematic theology. You can have capital in all 11 of those. More in some, less in others, but nevertheless, you're growing in grace. Therefore, whenever the rapture occurs, you're the second one to go if you're alive. Those who are dead go first, and then an iacto second, then the rest of us go who happen to be alive. And so we're assuming it's going to happen a week from Tuesday, and all of us are going to be in the second wave. But it's been 2,000 years already, so you'll be moldy goldy lying in some grave somewhere. Or if you burn yourself up in some vase. Some people do vases. Doesn't matter to God because he knows where the vase is. Knows where the hole in the ground is and knows where you are and who you are and why you're there. Yes, you do get to go in the first wave and then there are others in the second wave, and then nobody cares which, do they? The early rain is compatible with the early stages of the Christian life. When a believer goes from spiritual infancy to super grace, and however long it takes, this is the stage of the planting of the seed and the germination of the seed. So you're germinating. So you are dirt. Everybody's dirt. I give an example. There are cemeteries hither and yon. You can go see them. And they got little stones there. And they got somebody's name, Fred Jones, died in July the 1st of 1920. Been there since. And you say, well, are they really still there? Well, get a plow and see if you can dig him up. Still there. Why is he still there? Because the first level of the rapture hadn't occurred yet. How about folks walking around? What's going to be the truth for them? Well, as long as they're alive, they're in the second wave. So, although you're second, it's only because you're alive. Those who get to go first got to be dead. Well, thought I'd get some response from that. Never, the latter rains are the period of the maturing of the grain prior to the harvest. This is the entrance into the super grace life. This is the point which the believer shares God's happiness. The longer you're alive, the more capital you acquire if you're positive. Super grace function demands total capacity for maximum doctrine in the soul. This is capacity for freedom, capacity for life, capacity for love, capacity for God's happiness, or plus H. Again, I say rejoice in Philippians 4, verse 4b. Again, I say rejoice with capacity for grace and capacity for prosperity. No believer ever goes from spiritual infancy to super grace without A, his right pastor communicating. B, a local church in which there is strict academic discipline so everybody can concentrate without being disturbed or interrupted. C, the filling of the Holy Spirit and the daily function of GAP. And D, persistence in the intake of Bible doctrine. So you can't start and then quit and then start and then quit. You must continuously go to the trough and get groceries from the communication, exegesis, and analysis of the Word of God from Scripture. Now let's take a look at James chapter 5, verse 8 in the New American Standard. That's the next verse in James chapter 5, and we're about to break into it. You too be patient. Constantive, aorist, active, imperative, that's number 43 of the verb makrothumeo. You too be patient. Strengthen. Aorist, active, imperative, number 44 of the verb sterizo. Strengthen your hearts, that's your cardia, for the coming of the Lord. That's the rapture of the church. The coming of the Lord is near. Every day it's nearer. You say, well, when though? When is next? And it's always next, so you never know. So if you're alive, you're in the second wave. If you're dead already, then you know you'll be first. But then they don't know. But you know they are in interim bodies, so maybe they're giving a heads up. I don't know about that. Maybe some of these archangels will stroll around and say, you know, they don't know this down yonder, but y'all get to go first. You're going to go back. You're going to be taken out first. And following that are those who have to be alive at that same time. Now, they'll get a team rock here. They say, team rock. And they're all organized to get ready to come back and then go back. Good place to stop. We'll resume our study next Sunday. Gary will resume his study of Jude on Wednesday. Father, we thank you for the privilege of studying these things today. It is our prayer that the Holy Spirit will enlighten us, give us the capital we need to keep plugging away, applying your immutable word into the hostile environment of the devil's world. We lift our prayer in the name of Christ, our Savior. We stand and sing, "Guide me, O thou great Jehovah."